The flag bearer of the All People's Congress, APC, Hassan Ayaarigha, begins his campaign tour of the Greater Accra region today. General Secretary of the party, Razaq Ojopoku, said the flag bearer is well poised for the 5-day tour with a key message to transform the economy and improve the lives of Ghanaians when voted into power.
Dr. Hassan Ayaarigha, the leader and 2016 presidential candidate of APC, will be embarking on a nationwide tour tomorrow, starting from Greater Accra region. And the Greater Accra region is going to spend 5 days to complete the Greater Accra regional tour before you move to Eastern and Ashanti region and all the rest of the region. And as part of the tour, you'll be paying a courtesy call on the chiefs, Dongo chiefs, imam and opinion leaders in all the constituencies that you'll be visiting. We shall also use that opportunity to meet with youth groups, market women, artisans, commercial drivers, various church leaders and mosque leaders, as well as interact with our party executives and parliamentary candidates in all these constituencies that Dr. Hassan Ayaarigha will be paying them a visit. The route of the tour, basically from Monday, we shall complete 5 constituencies. We shall start from Hachu, then from Hachu we shall move to Dome Kwabena, go to Madina, Adenta, and finally ends at Shawosuku constituency. Then day 2, we shall proceed to Okankwe North, the Ethiopian National Chief Imam, Madama Zongo Chief. From there, we shall go to Koko, Abosukwan, Sukura, Zongo Lane, Choko, and finally climax it at Ododododio constituency, whereby we shall be paying a courtesy call on Gamanche. Then from the day 3, we shall go to Nima, Mamobi, Nuta, Malamata Market, Osulabadi, Teshinogwa. Then we shall finish the day 3. Then day 4, we shall proceed to Ashamai, Tema East, Tema West, Tema Center, Apon, Katamanso, Ningo, Pram, Pram. The day, and finally meet with the community before we move to Ada constituency. Then day 5, which is a Friday, we shall move to Anyansu, to Wejagbewe, Oshan or English Amman from constituency. From there, proceed to Dome Abra, Obom constituency, Trouble, and finally end the Greater Accra regional tour at Amasama constituency.
Okay, now, in all these places that he'll be going, what will constitute the key message in his tour?
Yeah, thank you very much. What will constitute the key message of Dr. Hassan Ayaarigha's tour? We are calling on all these constituencies, the voters there, for them, the need for them to come on board so that we can bring economic transformation to their various constituencies and Ghana at large. And also the need for all of us to come on board, safeguard our birthright, and ensure economic prosperity for all, whereby our economy will be so resilient to the extent that Ghana will be created, and our system will be so effective to the extent reducing waste of financial resource, unnecessary payment on judgment or settlement debts, and the digital corruption that is crippling our economy. So Dr. Hassan Ayaarigha's message will basically also touch on the other sectors of the economy, listen to the concern, the plight of the people at the grassroots, which is going to inform him how our manifesto is finally going to be drafted. So that's basically what Dr. Hassan Ayaarigha is touching on.
Okay, so how prepared is the flag bearer and his entourage?
The flag bearer is well prepared to embark on this tour and also ensure the success of this tour. As a matter of fact, this tour will have taken place last month, but because of the fasting, that's why we are starting tomorrow. So the flag bearer is well prepared psychologically. Head-wise, he's also very strong, energetic, and vibrant. Well, you know, he's a very young man, unlike the other aged people.